Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Young professionals in Northeast Louisiana can connect with others and enjoy an outdoor gathering coming up next Thursday in Party 318, the emphasis on the ART, as the event's being held at the Mazur Museum of Art. Evie Stewart is the museum director. Ben Hickey serves as curator. Good to see you both today.
Thanks
Good
for
to
having
see you,
us.
Bob.
Well, Evie, this is new to the area. Give us a little background. What brought about this event?
Well, basically, we just saw in our attendance at the museum and in our membership a lack in a certain age group that really needs to understand that the museum is here and what we have to offer to them and their families. And I'm in this age group of young professionals, and when I go out socially or to groups that I belong to, meetings and things like that, and speak with people, a lot of young professionals maybe don't realize that the museum is here, don't know what kind of exhibitions we have. Haven't been to the museum since they were in high school. I've heard that. And also, this is a group of people that, you know, have started families, have young children, and the museum has so much to offer to families. You know, we have free art activities for kids. We have a lot geared towards children and classes during the summer and school breaks and aftercare. And just, I think, you know, this is a group that doesn't necessarily as a understand that we have a lot of free things that they can do, and we're really a wonderful art museum as well. So we just wanted to kind of reach out and invite them to come to the museum, see the wonderful exhibition we have right now, and just have some fun.
And not only emphasis on the young professionals, but also members are welcome to come out as well, kind of reconnect during this time.
Of course, as always, we value our members, you know, as much as we as you possibly can, and we wouldn't exist without them. So, of course, as always, members are always welcome.
And the opportunity for that conversation, somebody new to the area, talking to someone who's been here a while and can share even more about what the area has to offer.
Right, and our board will be in attendance as well, mm-hmm. and we'll actually be bartending a little bit. So we're hoping to kind of get that interaction, as you said, of people who have been members or are on the board who know how wonderful the museum is to speak to some people who maybe new to the community or just new to the museum.
Well, kind of set the scene a little bit because we have seen a few food trucks emerge in the area, a couple of those, along with a unique cooking attraction. It's going to be providing the food. What's going to be served up?
That's right. You know, food trucks are the hot new trend, and they're finally coming to Monroe, so we're trying to catch on to that. We're going to have Chef Rhoda Brown and his award-winning barbecue from the Hogwash Caboose. He has great barbecue if you've never tried that. We also have Chef Stew's Mobile Bistro. We have a food truck from Ruston that's going to come over called Tacos the Guero. And also Chef Nick Escoian and Chef Corey Barr are going to be opening a new restaurant called Nona, and they're going to be serving tacos from Hakahachina.
You should just Google it. It's really, really cool. It's going to be like a spectacle to see them making tacos. It's going to be great.
One of the things I understand, Ben, it's kind of like they can actually roast the meat in this cooker. It takes about maybe 4 hours, as where more traditional means takes upwards of a good part of a day.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it kind of brings that unique perspective. Speaking of the food, also, Ben, a great selection of beverages coming up as well.
That's right. We have a hibiscus pale ale from a home brewer, No Beer Drink Better, and Choice Brands and Marsala Beverage, of course, will be providing beer and wine from Glazers, yeah. And all that's free, and there's no tickets involved.
That's I think that's one thing to mention is that it is a free event, basically food purchased at the vendors during the course of the evening, correct?
That's right. The event is free to attend. You do not need tickets or an RSVP. The beer and wine are going to be free. The only thing you need money for are the food trucks. They're coming and setting up, and they're going to be selling their food. And we just want people to come and have a great time. We're also going to have some live music.
Music, yeah. Who's going to be performing?
James Earl and Vince are going to be playing. They play at a lot of events around town. They play at you know, at bars and parties and the art crawl and things like that. You know, if you're not sure you've heard them, they probably will look familiar to you, but they're wonderful musicians and great guys, and they have very kindly offered to play at this event.
Yeah. Well, Ben, tell us a little bit more about current exhibitions guests can enjoy, obviously, during Party 318 that night.
We have two exhibitions up. One is called Computer Aided. It's kind of about how technology impacts culture in general, but then also how artists use technology, so it's kind of cool. It's a little far out, but I think everyone will like it. And then we have Golden Anniversary. The Master celebrates 50 years. It's our 50th anniversary this year. And it's a selection that kind of tells the history of the museum from our permanent collection.
There are some other events coming up at the Master as well, I'm sure. That kind of looking forward to as everything gets in place for the party next Thursday.
That's right. Well, after Party 318, the following week on the 24th, we're going to have a panel discussion that will be led by Ben and will include three artists in the exhibition, Computer Aided. That's going to be Craig Damrower,
Joshua Chambers, and John Rodriguez of ULM.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that should be great and free to attend, as always.
And Ben, that's one thing I think about when we talk about the young professionals and seeing them come out for this event next Thursday. You're from Buffalo, so you moved to the area. What are we seeing in terms of growth in this group of individuals and, you know, seeing more people move to the area and kind of get connected here?
There's always new faces, and it always seems like, and I'll just include myself in new face. I've been here for 3 years. I'm not really a new face anymore. But, you know, there are new faces, and people kind of have this look on their face like they don't know what to do. And this will be a great opportunity for them to find out about a whole facet of art type things they can do in Monroe. So I think it's a good thing.
And another thing that we hear from new people moving into town the first time they come to the museum saying, wow, you know, they just didn't expect to find such a great art museum in Monroe. So that, you know, it's something else that they need to come and check out.
And as you mentioned, not only being able to talk to folks about it, but also literature, some brochures that you'll have as far as activities going on at the
That's right. We'll have plenty of information available on classes that we have for adults and children, free activities, you know, kind of everything that museum offers, our exhibitions and so forth. So just come to have a good time. And if you want to learn a little bit more about the museum, we'll have plenty of material you can take with you.
Party 318 at the grounds of the Mazur Museum. When do things get underway next Thursday?
It starts at 5:30, but just stop by whenever you can.
Evie, Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.